My agency has closed over $40 million in agency services with a very simple but even more efficient sales script. And in this video, I want to give it to you completely for free. It's the same sales process that over 176 agencies have used inside our coaching program to hit seven figures. So let me show you how it works. Number one, do your homework before the call. Prepare the right way and it can make all the difference. What we do before every call is we pull up their website and find obvious issues with conversion factors, run a ranking report so we can see where they might be missing organic search results for obvious keywords, and then run their website conversion through its paces. Call the business, submit the form on their website, take screenshots of the issues so that you can show them later. Why this is important, you're not here to pitch, you're here to show them what's broken. They'll immediately see that you've done your research and that sets you apart from every other agency that they've talked to. Number two, you've got to take control from the start. Don't let them run the meeting. Hey, I've got a very specific process that I follow for these calls. I'm going to learn about you, your situation, show you what I found, and then we'll see if it makes sense to work together. Does that sound good? Why this works so well is that you're the expert with a plan, not a desperate salesperson trying to sell them digital marketing services. They're able to relax because they know what to expect. And so there's no more awkward, so tell me about your business conversations. By the way, if you're serious about growing your agency to seven figures, we're currently offering free agency acceleration calls. We'll dive deep in your agency and figure out the exact steps you need to take to scale to the next level. We've already helped 176 other agencies hit $1 million per year. So click the link in the description if that sounds good to you. Now let's get back to the video. Number three is ask the right questions. Really, what we want to do is spend some time on the front end, getting clear where they are right now, where they're looking to go, what they tried in the past. We want to go deeper than just the surface level stuff. So don't just ask, what are your revenue goals? Ask, why is hitting that number important for you personally? How will your life be different and better once that's accomplished? What happens if you're still stuck at that same position a year from now? Make them feel the pain. Get them talking about how frustrating their current situation is. Let them tell you why they can't stay where they are. The more they talk, the more they're going to sell themselves. Number four, show them what you found. Once you're clear on their pain points and their desires, you transition to show them the problems that they currently have in their business. Present the research that you did like a doctor. So I pulled up your website and we found a couple of things. Here's why visitors aren't converting when they land here. I ran a ranking report and would you agree these are the most important keywords? Well, this is where you're not coming up on Google, on Bing, and maybe even throw in some AI-based search results so you can show them the gap. And then also, you know, if you're doing conversion optimization, if you're helping them convert the leads that they generate into sales, through marketing automation or through a concierge service, I filled in the form on your website and 30 minutes later, I still never received a phone call back. And we know that, you know, leads that don't get followed within 5 minutes or less tend to go cold. And then you want to connect the dots for them. Can you see how the fact that we're not coming up with these keywords is making it so you're not getting the leads that you should? This is exactly why you're not hitting your growth targets. Don't make them guess. Spell it out super clearly. And that's where doing the due diligence and really showing them the gap in their current strategy makes you the obvious choice. And then from there, we want to ask for the business without being weird. There's a three-loop question that I like to use after we've shown the issues and we've demonstrated our program. I'm not going to cover that part today because I think it's a little bit different based on what your program is and based on exactly what you're selling, but you'd present the program kind of towards the end. I like to use a three-loop question, which is, does everything we've covered make sense so far? And get them to say, yeah, it makes plenty of sense. Do you have any questions about what we do or how this will work for you? And this is an opportunity for them to flush out any questions that they might have or any objections or any things that might be preventing them from feeling confident in moving forward. And then I like to ask, where do you think we should go from here? And just pause. Let them put themselves in and let them say, well, how much does this cost? How did the process work? How long does it take for me to start to get results? Let them ask that question. That way it doesn't feel like you're pushing, but you're actually pulling them through the process. This makes it so that you're in control versus basically begging them for their business. What I love to do in the closing process is skip the money question. There's a lot of ways to ask for the business at the end, but what I like to do is say, great, our next step is to schedule your kickoff call. We've got availability on Thursday at 2:00. Does that work for you? And if they say yes to that kickoff call, the deal's basically done. And you can say, okay, great. I've got you scheduled for Thursday at 2:00. All I need to do now is take care of the payment. What credit card do you want to use for that? This order matters. Scheduling feels low pressure compared to asking them for a credit card or asking them for them to sign the agreement. Once they agree, it's almost like a trial close. They agree to that date and that time for the kickoff call. You can say, hey, look, all right, I need to get the payment. payment. That's no big deal, right? Because now they've already said yes, and there's way less friction to get the credit card at that time. If you've got an agreement or you've got a contract, which you probably should have them sign, once you've got the credit card, you say, I'm going to send you a digital signature document to just sign before we get together on that Thursday. That sequence of events at the close of your sales call works extremely well. It takes all the pressure off, and you're going to see a much higher close ratio. Every now and then, you're going to get objections, right? You're going to get, I need to think about it. I need to talk with my business partner. This is way more expensive than I was expecting. You want to be prepared to answer those questions, to resolve those issues and move them forward. Even if you did everything right, you're not going to close everyone on the first sales call. And that's why it's critical that we have some type of follow-up in place. Set clear expectations and a deadline up front. Most people who move forward do within the 2 weeks. After that, other priorities usually take over. That gives you a natural way to create urgency, right? So, hey, look, can we both agree we're going to make a decision sometime in the next 2 weeks? Yes. Now you can engineer your follow-up process based on that time frame. What I like to do also after the sales call, if it was a good fit, they seem really interested, we've always scheduled our next call, whenever that's going to be coming up in the future, send them something physical. Don't just send an email. What I like to do is put it into a hot lead follow-up process, and we're going to mail out a packet with a copy of our book, with case studies, with testimonials. This makes you show up differently than the other agencies. It builds credibility, and it might just be the little nudge that says, hey, look, I enjoyed the conversation with that company. I think they feel like they've got their stuff together. I'm going to give them the opportunity. And then I love to have a disconnect message at the end of 2 weeks. That way, you're not feeling like you're waiting forever on this opportunity. You're following up again and again and again, and it may never go anywhere. Engineer your appointment, your sales process, so at the end of the 2 weeks, you can send a message that says, hey, we agreed to make a decision on Friday. I can only assume that you decided to go a different direction. No hard feelings. Do you mind if I ask what made you choose differently? Right? Or just something like that takes the pressure off of them. If they were serious about doing business with you, they're going to come back and be like, hey, no, we're ready to rock and roll. Or hey, no, we're still trying to decide. We'll get back in touch with you ASAP. And you know that that's still in play. Or they might just be like, ignore you. At that point, you should remove them from your pipeline. That doesn't mean they're not going to get nurture messages from you or case studies from you into the future. It just means they're not in play right now. So here's what I want you to do. Take your next sales call and follow the exact framework. Prepare in advance, establish the gap, present your solution, and use the assumptive close that I just showed you. And you'll notice right away how powerful this process is. If you want to use all of our other proven systems for getting clients, delivering world-class results, retaining clients at the highest level possible, and scaling your systems and your team, then our seven-figure agency community is exactly for you. In there, we've helped over 176 other agencies hit seven figures. If you'd like to be our next success story, then click the first link in the description and book a free agency acceleration session with us. Completely free. We'll show you exactly what you need to do to take your agency to the next level. So book the call, and we'll talk to you soon.